are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I'm a United States Navy CD veteran, and I am blind. We'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Join us today at the Blinded Veterans Association. Go to BVA.org. That's BVA.org.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Before we went to break, for those folks that are listening from the first hour, I was talking about my experience that I go every day, Monday through Friday. I do this, by the way, for 2 months. 2 months, believe it or not. But thank God, I Monday I'll be at number 26. So I got, wrong. Monday's at 24. I got 16 more to go.
Out of 40.
Out of 40, yeah. Anyway.
More than halfway.
Yeah. So when they close the door behind you.
Like going to jail.
You know what? I've never been to jail, but it's something. But I have to admit to you folks, I take a pill every day before I go.
Don't mention any brand names.
No brand names. It's a pill that makes me feel la-la.
For anxiety.
Yeah,
for anxiety. I don't blame you.
Yeah,
I don't blame it.
One day I forgot it, and let me tell you something. The first hour when you're in there, in this chamber, it's okay. But after an hour and 20 minutes, you start getting fidgety.
I bet.
So I knock on the glass. I say, how much longer? And Mary Lynn or Nick always says, you got another 60 minutes or another 40 minutes. But now I got it down pat. So I take the pill. And an hour before I get there, so it works when I get there. And I listen to shows, movie shows. So when you're blind, you can't see it. But I always pick movies now that, of course, there's a lot of talking going on. So I don't have to worry about visualizing anything. So believe it or not, I'm watching movies from the 50s and 60s that I remember called The Untouchables.
No silent movies or anything, right?
It's very funny. Oh, silent movies. Yeah. So when they take my blood pressure, when I come out of there and take my blood pressure, and my blood pressure is always 185, 180. It's ridiculous.
Whoa, dude. You're going to blow up.
Yeah. But
holy cow.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Excuse me. I'm laughing so much. What's interesting about your blood sugar, that how you have to compensate for that. They tell people what
happens. Oh, yeah, this is funny. This is funny. I have to tell you, this is funny.
It's dangerous.
This is very funny.
Well, funny.
I'm a diabetic, and all those are diabetic. You have to watch your sugar.
Right.
But in this chamber, everything it does in that chamber, it makes you better. So my personal physician was against me going there because you drop your sugar points 50 to 60 points.
And you could go into a coma.
So normally when I get in the morning, my sugar is usually about 109, 110, sometimes even 100. Yeah, good. But if you drop 50 points, you're at 50,
right.
60 points.
Oh, yeah.
And then you could be in a coma, God forbid. So the point is.
So tell everybody what's going on here.
They won't let you. Wait a minute. They won't let you go if you're not close to 140.
Right.
And so I have to get up 4 o'clock in the morning to eat. And then after I eat, I go back to bed. But when I'm eating, listen to this, folks, I'm a diabetic. I start off with my peanut butter and jelly. And I load up on sugar jelly so that I load up my peanut butter and jelly. And I mean jelly so much I can eat the jelly in a spoon.
Then a few Reese's peanut butter cups to wash it down.
And wait. Then I start off, I start off with my
Tasty cakes,
sugar, of course.
I'm nauseous with all this.
And then I take, I get myself a fudge cake, brownie or something.
Sugar.
And then I, well, I'm not finishing. Then I go into Entenmann's. So Marilyn, I go there and Marilyn said, "What did you have?" And I start telling her. So she starts, "Okay, well, did you have anything else?" I said, "Yeah, sometimes I get a banana."
I'm getting stuffed. Just thinking about it.
So I get there, 170. Today, 180. Okay, that's good. My regular doctor would kill me. But guess what? When you come out of there, you're at 120, you're at 115, because they dropped 50, 60 points.
So we're throwing away all that cake and 16 more sessions.
So 16 more sessions. No more. I have to go back to living a normal life. No more sugar. No more nonsense.
You're gonna hate that when you have to give up this little Sara Lee cakes and stuff.
Wait a minute. Stop. Wait a minute. You're telling me.
Chris loves this cake.
Right. You're telling me you going in here feasting in on all this cake. The sweet bites, and then it just run up out of you like it ain't nothing ever happened?
That's part of his diet. He has to down.
I have to go in there because they won't let me in the chamber unless I have to be between 140 and 250.
That's too high anyway.
No, 240. 240? And because if you
that's real high.
Once they send me home, I hope I did it. I was 250. They sent me home. They wouldn't take me.
Too many fudge pies at that point.
So I learned. First of all, I learned something else.
Wow.
The reason why 4 o'clock in the morning, because I go at 10 o'clock, and Marilyn takes my thing at 10, and I realized something. If I would have breakfast at 6 or 7, what happens is my numbers are too high what I'm eating, because it takes your blood normally 4 or 5 hours for a good reading.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're diabetic, if you're 4 or 5 hours and a good reading, that's what I always – so I always, by the time I finish my breakfast, it's 4:30, and 5.5 hours later, she's taking my blood. So that's why I take my all my nonsense, and then I go back to bed. And then my wake-up call, 8:30, wakes me up. That's my day, Monday through Friday. I'm there every day, Monday through Friday.
Sleep in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's a shame that peanut butter jelly has to interrupt your sleep there.
So
that is funny, though.
It's a chamber deal. So you, all those want to know about this chamber. If anybody knows about this chamber, have ever been in it, let me know. I'd like to hear your experience with the famous Saint Chamber at some chamber. I
can
should
mix
have some
it up and,
come on. What?
Can you mix it up and have like an apple pie or a German chocolate cake now and then?
Yeah, you can have anything you want. They don't care. But let me explain something to you. This chamber is for people that have any problems.
Wound therapy.
It's wound therapy. So because I have blood in my bladder, it's supposed to heal blood in my bladder.
But you said you've seen people from car accidents.
Yeah, and
even children. Going.
There's people next to me that have
lots of scar tissue and stuff.
Right? They're getting because they have bad circulation in their legs or bad circulation in the body. It's supposed to help that all that stuff. Yeah. So
well, you'll see what you learn here.
Listen to this one. My toenails are growing like crazy, and also, believe it or not, I'm getting some hair. I was missing some hair on top of my head. I'm growing. The hair's growing back to my head. The 100% oxygen. What this is, just so you know, I left out the important part. You're getting 100% oxygen. So when I'm in there, you don't feel it. I always put my hand up to see if I can feel the oxygen, but you can't feel anything. So the bottom line is you're getting 100% oxygen going through.
Yeah, which is good stuff.
Yeah, it's 100% oxygen. So you feel nothing in there. When you come out, you're tired.
You're going to be like a 40-year-old man when you're done with this whole thing.
Yeah. Anybody wants to call and ask me any questions, I'll be happy to tell you. It's a true experience. By the way, the phone number, because you're listening to this show, is 407-894-680. And this radio show that you're listening to, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and sighted community. And if you're tuning in right now for the first time and say, what is it? What is he talking about? I was just talking about this experience I'm having every day, Monday through Friday, for 2 months. For those folks that are curious about this chamber, because it's a true experience. Anyway, we come back.
Interesting. I'd never heard of it myself. I'm not for this anyway.
When we come back, hopefully our next guest will be there. And well, it's will be your trivia after Peter.
If anybody else, you know what?
Oh, don't forget to give.
Yeah, 1 second.
Peter.
If anybody else has an experience, like I'm giving an experience right now of what I'm going through. But if you have an experience of something that you're going through or have been going through or did, call in. I like to hear what you're going through because everybody goes through to share.
We can learn something, you know.
I'm trying to show you something that I'm going through. But so if you have something that you're going through, don't be embarrassed. Just like I'm telling you what's going on with me.
Michael, not to change the subject, but speaking of calling in, our next guest will be Peter Cucciavi from the Accessibility Manager at Spectrum Communications. So line up the calls if you have. You know Peter loves to take your calls.
Yes.
Call in.
Call in with Peter.
Yep.
He knows everything.
He does.
That guy.
The guru of Spectrum Communications.
He is, too. And there's a lot to know.
So the phone number is 407-894-680. Listen, folks, so I'm serious now. If you have anything that you have experienced, we would like to hear what you went through or because I'm trying to experience and tell you about experience I'm going through. So if you have something, write to me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you don't want to put on the air, write to me and I'll just read it. Won't say your name if you have something that you've done or doing. Well, everybody doesn't want to say too much. It's something I'm out bragging about. I'm just trying to let you know where I'm going through.
Yeah, because people can always learn. Maybe a friend of yours might be going through the same thing, so you can explain, you know.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Me On Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom and I hope you enjoy them. You either control your attitude or it controls you.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com. or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're back. Oh, yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's what you're listening to, the Blind and the Beyond Radio Show. Blind and Beyond.
Certainly
this is your host, Michael.
Yes,
and if you don't know, that's the story. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are up.
Okay, well, we'd like to welcome back our monthly visitor, Peter Cucciavi. And if you don't know by now, because we have new listeners every week, Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, and we're always so glad to have him with us. Hello, Peter. Welcome.
Welcome, Peter. So, hello. Good to hear all the familiar, wonderful voices.
Good to hear your voice, as always. Yep.
I apologize in advance. I am battling a cold.
Oh, you too? So, that seems like a lot of people are. Well, that's we won't keep you long. Right,
so if Jay? I sound different, it's just my evil twin brother.
There you go. Hey, what's it like? You're in Colorado, right?
Yes.
Is it starting to warm up out there?
It is. It is. We got a little bit of a cold chill come through today with a little moisture, but it's been up in the 70s. Got up to 80, actually.
Holy cow.
So it's very nice.
You got Florida weather.
That's right. Florida weather in the mountains. Well, it's usually very nice and sunny here when it's not...
when it's not dreary and snowy.
When there's no precipitation. Yeah, right. That's right. It's beautiful here now, though, and while you know we got, oh boy, it's been a wild time, and I wanted to take a moment and really thank all the wonderful Blind and Beyond radio show listeners, the outpouring of support and love with the whole Ukraine situation and our family that's out there. I was just mentioning to the gang here that our family is nice and safe. Some of them have managed to get out; others are in the far Western territories and safe places. So, but I just wanted to thank everyone that reached out and showed their concern and
think
love.
About you and your family every day. And David participated, right, David, in the musical event?
Yes, in the fundraiser to raise money for blind Ukrainians that they
and
did.
You wrote that a song.
Was a fun event. That was right. Oh, it was so many hours long. I didn't get a chance to listen to all of it, but it was really. Really
you know
great
what?
Stuff on that.
You
I listened
what?
To the whole thing, 10 hours long. It was something.
David, wow. Maybe you could send Peter your song, so in case he missed it.
I that did miss nice. It. I would love to hear it.
Okay, well, I'll forward it to you. That would.
Mine
amazing.
Was towards the end, so I'll send
wrote
it to
it.
You for sure. Yeah,
he wrote it.
Well, we missed a big chunk of it because of our housing situation, which I'm so excited to announce just before I got on the show. We signed a contract on a house. So our
Yay! I know you were looking. That's awesome.
That's terrific, Peter. You have to fill us in on the details. That's wonderful.
We got our life back. But I will say, I would love to hear from anyone any of the callers that would like to call in today. I just really had a couple of things that I wanted to mention that I don't think we've talked about yet. But if you have any questions, feel free to go ahead and queue up on the line. It's 407-894-1680.
Well, you know what, Peter?
And,
I'm glad you said that.
From you.
I'm glad you said that, Peter, because I already got a caller waiting on you.
Well, that's great. Do you mind if I just mention a couple things real quick before we take the caller?
Yes, sir.
Just to share a bit of information. Thank you. So the one thing that I wanted to mention is we've talked so much about the Specialized Disability Support Team and the phone number that you can call to get directly to them. As a Spectrum customer, you can get agents who are trained on accessibility and can help you get set up with guide narration and other accessibility features. But the one thing that we haven't talked about yet is the website options and the self-support app. So those two things are the things that I want to mention really quickly. And I've gotten this question a lot, which is, you know, I love the fact that I can talk to an agent that understands accessibility, but how can I really find the information that I'm looking for on my own? And there's a few ways to do that. The first way is you can go to spectrum.net/accessibility. And spectrum.net/accessibility is going to have all of our content about what features we offer. We've even got videos, accessible videos uploaded there that you can watch on guide narration, on closed captioning, on a number of our accessibility products. And we're loading up new content there all the time so that you can really get familiar with your products without having to talk to anybody directly. Now, that option is still there for you, but this is just an additional way to help yourself to some information. The second way is the My Spectrum app. It's also an app on your phone that you can use that we've built very accessibly so that you can manage your account and check out your bills and do a number of account management functions there as well. So that's My Spectrum is the name of the app, My Spectrum. And then the third way is one that we mentioned very recently, which is Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us to get all the latest information so that you are in the know as soon as you can be. And that Twitter handle is @SpectrumA11Y, @SpectrumA11Y. And for listeners who are not familiar with what A11Y stands for, that's really an abbreviation for the word accessibility. 11 represents the 11 letters between the A and the Y in accessibility. It's a long word. And so that's a
wow.
Like an industry abbreviation.
Peter, who don't know. Michael, I have to interrupt you. We have a couple callers on the line that would like to talk to you.
Yes, we're ready.
Okay, we're ready. So first, I believe we have Chris, who do you got on the line? Chris.
All righty, I hear you, Mike. I hear you, Mike. I got Hershey from Daytona Beach. And I've got our good friend Sherry from Orlando. So
okay,
let's go and talk to Hershey from Daytona Beach. Hershey, how you doing?
Hershey, doing all right. Yes, how's it going? Good evening.
Hi there, everyone. Hershey.
Hey, how's it going, Dave? How's it going, Mr. Michael? Ms. Lynn? Mr. Peter?
Thank you. I just want to know, Hershey, is that with or without almonds?
You pick.
Oh, that's bad.
That's really bad.
Which one's your favorite?
Hirsch, don't worry. I'll hit him for you when I see him next. Hey, did you have a question of Peter?
Yes, I had a quick question for Peter. As far as the on-demand services and SAP or otherwise formerly known as DVS, which is audio description, I find it a little difficult that I can't watch, let's say, Chicago PD or whatever is recorded. Well, the recorded I could watch and have SAP and have the audio description. But for content that's already on demand, so something that's on, let's say, Spectrum 100 box or 200 box, the 100 is the non-DVR, uh-huh. The 200, the DVR box. I find that if you try to at least reach the on-demand content, you do not have audio description available. Secondly, is there any upgrades or framework to upgrade the boxes, voice, and such? Because, yes, the menus are somewhat easy to get around, but they are a little slow as moving about. So I'll give you an example. You get a brand-new box. You want to program your TV to it. You would go all the way to the bottom is where you would look for support, and then you would come down to either TV or such. But if you, let's say, had audio, video, and let's just say other accessibility, let's just say we had those three items, you're trying to go to accessibility, but the way it's working currently is if you scroll down, let's say, two clicks and you thought you're on accessibility, you have to select OK before you could kind of gain settings from that accessibility menu. So I think there's far better choices, and, you know, of course, there's the Apple TV and the Spectrum TV app works on that, and the Google TV by Chromecast, Google Chromecast with Google TV, it's a mouthful, but to have those to work with the Spectrum TV app. But what about for those that have the boxes and such? Is there any
That's
work
fantastic.
On upgrading
yeah, so let me...
TTS?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll quickly address both of your questions, and they're great questions, by the way, so I appreciate that. I'll start with the second one. So for the upgrades, you know, we're constantly upgrading, our box, and accessibility is a part of that design and structure that rolls out with some of those updates. And, as far as TTS speech and all of that goes, that is definitely something that you can look forward to. I'm thinking in the very near future. I don't have any dates to share or anything like that, but I know that our team has been working very hard to work on features like voice, different voice controls where you can switch and find the voice that you're looking for that might be more suitable. I know we've gotten a lot of feedback on wanting speed control for the voice and that kind of thing as well. So these are big things that we've been working on. And, you know, if you've got some other user interface feedback that you want to share with our team that they can take back and work with the developers to implement, feel free to email me at spectrumaccess@charter.com, and I will pass that information along for you.
because Absolutely. We love to get feedback from our community on how we can better improve the UI. And then for your other question, you were asking about, oh boy, challenging me now.
On-demand and having audio
on-demand. Oh, that's right. So on-demand is, you know, across the industry. It's not just a Spectrum thing. On-demand is across the industry. You'll find that you can't get audio description there. But one of the ways that we've solved this issue for you is with our Spectrum Access app. So this really innovative tool gives you access to audio description right there on your phone. And so when you're watching content on demand, you can actually pair that app with that experience and get your audio description through the app.
If I may kind of add to with that, the second part, I do get that. But for example, just between networks, I find there's more content, let's say, driven by CBS airings on the app. So let's just say there's, you know, the three ABC, NBC, CBS are your basic networks for just daily, weekly shows. So what I find difficult is, let's say, maybe the Chicago series, the Med, the PD, and Fire aren't available all there, or some of those are available, and then let's say you want to watch Lassie, and Lassie's not available because, you know, another service is grabbing it. So it kind of becomes where if you hadn't recorded it on your DVR, it's useless to watch it on demand, so...
Right. And so if you're watching it on demand and we had it for you there, chances are that you'll be able to get that content in the Spectrum Access app. So okay. If you're not getting it in your on demand, pull up the Spectrum Access app and that's where you'll find it for sure.
I hate to move on, but I know Sherry wants to get in here and we don't have too much time left. So.
David, you read our mind.
Yeah, I apologize. And I appreciate your calling, Hurst, and that's Absolutely. Some good info. You. So, yeah, man, thank you.
Thanks for calling,
Miss Sherry, I know, wants to get in to talk to Peter. What's up, Sherry?
Hi, Sherry.
Hey there, Peter. First, know that you and your family are in my thoughts and prayers always for the struggle in the Ukraine. And my question is why is there such a huge difference in the volume, especially of the local channels, when the guide is turned on, and then if you turn off narration? And I've noticed it more lately than I used to. The volume is really...
That's a great question, Sherry. That's
the same problem. I can't believe you said that.
Something that we've... so you said you had the same problem, Michael, with a different provider?
With a different company, absolutely.
And I yell at him all the time. I yell at him all the time.
Yeah, that's one thing that I was going to mention is that, you know, it's not just an issue that some people are reporting having with one provider, but with multiple providers. And I was just part of a meeting with a group of teammates internally about how that can be addressed. So that's definitely something that we're aware of and are looking to get creative to maybe solve that issue. But it's perfect timing that you mentioned that because that's been coming through for sure. I could probably spend a little bit of time on the technicalities of it, but I doubt that anybody really wants to hear that. I will just say that if you want to get in contact with me, I'm glad to share some updates with you or some of those conversations
that
are happening.
That'd be great.
Oh, thank you so much, Sherry, for calling in.
Yes,
thank you, Sherry.
Welcome.
So we got
right.
Direct connection with the pro.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
It's all who you know.
Well, Peter, we know you're not feeling
well,
that.
I got one more call. I got one more call if you got time. One more call if you got time now.
Okay, it's up to Peter.
Peter, it's up to you.
We can do it. Let's do it.
All right. So let's go up to Pensacola, Florida, and talk to Jason from Pensacola. Jason, how you doing?
Jason from Pensacola, Florida. Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Hi there. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, do you have a question for Peter, Jason?
Yes. Peter, the first question I have is, do you guys cover the area of Pensacola in Florida?
I know that we're down in that area. I without pulling up a map and looking at a service area, wouldn't know exactly where. But I do know that we're down through that entire sort of Tampa, Pensacola territory. So... one way to know is, you know, if you've got Comcast in your area down there. There are certain areas that are split. If you've got Comcast, then you don't have Spectrum. If you have Spectrum, you don't have Comcast. That's one way to know. But I'd be glad to help you find out.
Yes, another thing I'd like to know is even though I'm not a Spectrum person right now, because I don't know if you have it out here, could I still download the app and would it still work on my phone?
The Spectrum Access app absolutely would. A Spectrum Access is available to anyone in the United States, whether you're a Spectrum customer or not. And it's absolutely free. There's no credentials that you need to type in. You can just download it, and you can pair it with any platform of your choosing, whether you're watching Spectrum On Demand content or any other provider that you work with or subscribe to. As long as the content is available in the app, you can absolutely use it.
Yeah, get this descriptive movies. It's pretty cool.
That's right. If you're sitting in an oxygen chamber like Michael and
spending a
couple of hours there, you could definitely watch it.
No, I can't use it. You can't bring anything in.
Oh, bummer.
Not allowed to bring anything in.
His nurse is listening, Peter, so don't get him in trouble.
Yeah. But there might be a way of being able to hook that up to the TV, so you got a point.
They need a surround
sound. Another thing.
Exactly.
You can't even wear any clothes in there. You can't wear nothing in there.
Okay. I'd be listening to Pink Floyd myself.
Let Peter go.
Okay, Peter.
And we'll catch up with you off the air, Peter, when you're feeling better.
Yeah, feel good, feel better.
Take care, man.
Lots of love.
Know that we're thinking about you.
Congratulations.
Your new
home. Say
hi to Leonardo.
Smart Home Services.
I will. I'm great.
My man, Leonardo.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Take care. Good night.
Let's go to a quick break.
Thank you to Jason.
Quick break.
Quick break, and then we'll come back and talk to our final guest for the evening.
Yes, and then we'll do trivia.
Well, that I don't know.
We'll bring it in. Got a good trivia.
Maybe, perhaps.
Yeah.
It could happen.
We're going to break. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are up.
Well, this is a nice story. It just shows you how long we've been on the air. I got an email a couple of days ago. Hi, Michael and Lynn. I was on your show a few years ago, and I would love to come back on again and tell you some updates about what I've been up to. So here he is, and we welcome back Michael Williams. Hi, Michael.
That's more
Michael.
Than a few years.
Yes.
Hello, Michael.
Hey. Hello, Michael.
How you doing, Mike? Dave and Lynn, how y'all doing?
That's all right. How you doing from Memphis?
He's a musician from Memphis.
I'll let you talk to David. David, you're up, David.
This is your ball game, David.
Michael is one musician to another. It's good to hear your voice, and I can hear Memphis just in the first couple words of your voice there. Were you born in Memphis?
Yes, I was.
Very good. And I know you're a musician and also a painter, but I want to kind of focus on some music stuff. I know we kind of got some time confusion, so we're going to have you back for a much longer interview, but I've got a couple pointed questions and also, you know, find out more what you're up to. But when did you start in music, first of all? I'm kind of curious to know.
The music started during the time of the pandemic. I started working on a song, the first song in December 2020. I launched it through a company called DistroKid in January 2021.
And
it was
wow.
Rebound, and was distributed through all the major streaming services within a couple of weeks.
Okay, so but you were not a musician before that time.
I haven't thought about it. It's been in my blood, but no, it was just a spur of the moment thing to try
wow.
to get my music moving. And thank God to technology and the ability to be able to have the accessibility to get your music on the internet.
And, that's true.
And that
you're not kidding. And you use that downtime of COVID to positively to learn some new skills as well.
Correct. And the great thing about what I've done is that see, music has been in my blood for a long time. It was just the fact that I wanted to do electronic music, so I had to go through various tutorials like YouTube to learn how to compose the music, how to use digital audio workstations to compile the music. And because when you get sounds, you know, they're sounds and they just don't make sense by themselves. But when you compile them together and try to tell the story through sound waves, it makes all the big difference. And so it had taken me about a month to be able to compile my first song.
Oh, sure.
And since then, I've been able to put out a song every 2 to 3 weeks now.
Wow. So tell me, what digital workstation do you typically use? And I understand you got a vision problem. Are you totally blind, or do you have any vision at all?
I have some vision, and I have what they call Stargardt, so I'm able
okay.
to see. The digital audio workstation that I utilize is either Ableton Live, which you can get when you go online and buy some of these MIDI keyboards or other
right.
instruments. It's already loaded. You can go and register it, and you're good to go. But I also have what they call Sony Acid Pro. It's another okay. digital workstation, and
sure.
that's my background.
Gotcha. And so you have you bring in different. I think you said electronic music. So you would
right.
bring in like a drum loop, for example, and then put music on top of that.
Correct. And the different not only the different drum loops, but also the different synth waves. Also, is it going to be a violin or a trumpet? I have to know how to compile all that together so it can make sense and have a sense of timing.
Right, and even though it's a lot of computers involved, it still requires you to have a lot of music knowledge in the feel for it.
Yes, back in the day, going through elementary school and some junior high school, I did take up some music theory as well as being in a band, so that helped a whole lot.
So where can we hear your music? I listened to a few songs, which I thought were great, and the electronic music... It would be kind of, in a way, it's dance music or house music. It's kind of, a lot of it's atmospheric, but
right.
it's really, really good music to meditate to. Tell us where we can find it.
You can get me on Spotify, Apple Music, KKBox, which is Asian, Plaza Asian, Deezer, which is in France, also Apple, as I mentioned, iTunes, Amazon Music.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as YouTube Music, as YouTube as well.
Wow,
and,
so you cover all the
right.
platforms.
RAM, and just recently been added to Pandora.
Well, I was listening to it on Spotify just a couple days ago, and there's some great music, and you got a lot of stuff out there too. How many songs do you have that are out there for people mm-hmm. to get now?
When I Googled it, said I had 23 total, and I believe it. And then today I just launched an EP, which is a shorter version of an album. It's supposed to debut this Friday.
Wow. So what would they search for?
Well, Epic Soundwave on Spotify. It's all three sets.
Epic Soundwave.
Yeah.
So it's coming. So if they were on iTunes, they could look up they could download a couple albums of yours and make a playlist and have like music they could be meditating to for like about an hour and a half or so. I was looking at
yeah,
so
exactly, and I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
In case somebody wants to reach out to you, they can catch you on one of those too, huh?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming on. We'll have to have you back, Michael.
Such a pleasure to talk to you, man. Congratulations. You've got some great sounding tunes out there.
That's Michael
Thank
Williams,
you.
Epic Soundwave. Thank you.
Michael Williams. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks
Epic
for coming
Soundwaves.
On. Right now, it's time for trivia time. Trivia time.
Better
trivia time.
Fast.
Better call in fast. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Trivia time. Who is singing this song? This was a big song.
Oh, yeah.
So who's singing that song? That was a big song. So if you've never called in before, we'll put your head in line.
Can I guess?
Let's see who is going to know who's singing that song. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. 894-1680.
Was it the mailman?
No, it was Herman. Herman. It wasn't, though. It was, that's not who's seen it.
All
but
right.
Anyway.
All right, I got a call.
Wow, somebody knows.
From Delray Beach, Florida.
Who's first-time caller?
No, not a first-time caller.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Wait for a first-time call. Let's wait and see for a few minutes. Let's wait and see. We want to get a first-time caller calling in. Give them a chance. 407. Wait another minute or two.
It could be a slow dialer.
It could be a slow dialer. Some of these people who call in regularly, they have our speed dial. We got to get some people a chance to call in.
407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? That was a big song.
It was.
Did you know
that? I already helped him. It wasn't the mailman.
David, did you know the song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard other people have redone that song even.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know. That I didn't know.
The Beatles redid that song.
No kidding.
Yep.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
It's true. I would not lie to you, but I know that the original. I love the original there. That was great.
I forgot already, the last 2 hours. Did you mention to everybody what about your song that you sang for the Ukraine?
No, he didn't say it. I didn't hear him say it.
No.
No, yeah, well, I do. You kind of mentioned to Peter, but yesterday I was took part in a fundraiser for blind Ukrainians that was part of well, ACB covered it on their radio station, and a station in a really cool station I just found out about in New Zealand called Mushroom FM, and they have one of their broadcasters is blind at least, but anyway, they have all kinds of cool music you would like, Michael. So, but they had this fundraiser this last weekend for blind Ukrainians who you can imagine if you're being displaced, blind people especially are disadvantaged in a lot of ways, but especially if you're kicked out of your house and, you know, you can only imagine the difficulties they got to go through. So there's a mechanism for raising money, and part of it was musicians around the world that are blind or low vision sent in their different songs, and they were played over a 10-hour period for a fundraiser to get money together to help out these blind Ukrainians. And so I was privileged to be able to be part of that. And I was played near the end of the show, which I consider to be a compliment, and for my song called Rise Up, which you know, kind of hints that, of course, even Russian people are tired of seeing such terrible things happening. So, but anyway, so my song Rise Up was played, and also our good friend Greg Lindbergh, a tune of his was played. I was excited to hear, and I listened to the whole thing 10 hours. It was crazy, but.
You listened for 10 hours?
Yeah, we made a marathon. Even Brenda too. She listened to like 9 hours of it. So it
all righty,
great.
Mike, Lynn, Dave.
You better take us.
I got three callers.
Yay!
All right, so I got our good friend Howie from Delray Beach. I got Derek from Winter Park, Florida, and I have Harold Arnold from Martin County, Florida.
Are any of them first timers?
Arnold.
Never heard of Arnold. He must be first.
Yeah, Arnold is somebody new.
I'll take Arnold from
Martin County, Florida. Arnold, what city are you from?
Port Salerno. Blood Stewart.
Arnold.
Okay. Stewart. Cool.
Stewart.
Yep. Well, we got Arnold. Your zip code. Yeah.
That's all right. So, Arnold, do you know who did that song?
Who are the Marvelettes?
You're right. The Marvelettes. You're right.
Wow.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
All right.
Hey,
they're right
good,
across
man.
The street from
is
me.
Is this the first time? Arnold, is this the first time you... I know the first time you called
yes, sir.
In.
Yes, sir.
Is the first time you listened to the show? Have you ever listened to the show before?
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
My radio dial pretty much.
Oh, we appreciate you calling.
You got the Marvelettes to get you on the radio show. Here you go.
All righty then.
See, it pays to listen to the radio show. Thank you.
That's
Thank
right.
you very much for listening.
Sure does.
We're glad to have you as a listener. Thanks a
yes,
lot, buddy.
Are. Thank you for listening.
Stay on the line because Chris is going to get your address so we can send you a card.
Okay. All righty. righty.
Calling anytime.
All righty, Arnold. Hold on one moment. All right, Arnold?
Okay.
All right. First time caller.
That was the first time caller Arnold on the phone line. Did you want to say hi to Derek? I got Derek on the phone line. Did you want to say hi to Derek from Winter Garden? Winter Park?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
All right. Derek, how you doing, Derek?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Hey, it's my old friend Derek. This is Dave. How are you, man?
Derek.
Yes.
Great to hear your voice.
Yes, same here. It's been a while. How you doing?
I'm sorry somebody beat you to the punch though for the prize, but
call next week. You'll get on. We'll get you on, Derek. Call next week. We'll get you on.
Still glad you called in though.
Yeah, great. Thank you. And by the way, I heard you on Mushroom FM. I also listened to the whole thing.
Oh man, that was cool. Well, thank you. I'm glad you listened. And you know that station is such a neat station. Now I'm hooked. I listen to it all the time on my phone. I've got it programmed in.
Okay.
So tell me real quickly, Derek. Is Mushroom FM, is that all blind broadcasters?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I figured you would know. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Derek,
cool.
If you call next week, we'll get you on the line. Promise.
Yeah, call in next week, Derek. Please call back next week. But good to hear you, man. Thank you.
I'm going to go off the air, Dave, in 2 minutes.
Yep.
Good night, Derek.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to remind everybody to join us next Sunday. It sounds like we have another busy show next Sunday with co-host Gary Sinclair, and it will be May 1st.
But it's going to be
May 1st.
Wait a minute. If you have something that you ever did or done, like in a hospital, or if you ever experienced something, like Derek, we have a few people who wrote it to us already.
They already wrote. They like it.
We'd like to hear from you.
So, yeah, more
and
than
any
higher.
Experience, get you on the air.
We can always learn from it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what the show is all. That's what this show is all about.
We share,
learning, sharing,
connecting.
Whether you are vision impaired, whether you're sighted, whatever. It's not just about eyes. The show is not just about eyes. It's about everything.
We're people.
Yeah, somebody
so
can
we
relate
like to learn
to what
about
you're...
other things. I always mention what I go through because. Let's put it this way. I'm the host, and I'm supposed to be outgoing. And I'm trying to get you folks, you, our audience, to get the same focus, to call in, let us know what you're doing. And it's not just about your eyes. It's about anything. So you have experience about your eyes. You have experience about anything. Whatever you have experience, let
We're
us know.
Interested.
We like to talk about it on the air.
Be your sounding board.
Yes. So...
Thank you, David, for tonight.
Thank you, David, for tonight. Thank you, Chris Shaw, for tonight.
And thank you, guy and girl, and all callers.
And Peter, if you're still listening, congratulations on your new home. We're
yes.
very happy.
Yeah.
And for those folks who couldn't come on and get on the air, I'm sorry. Next week, we'll get you on the air.
And Mike from Aventura, feel better. Please.
Yes, yes.
Keep in touch.
Yes, everyone be careful and safe.
Mm-hmm.
See
you're
COVID still out there.
On radio show, the show for sighted folks. Vision impaired folks and the blind. So don't forget, we're here every week, Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, 7 to 9. That's right, at Eastern Standard Time, 7 to 9. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Take care. Good night and be safe and be well. Take care.
Bye, everyone. Take
and
care.
And if you're listening, see you on Monday. Take care. Take care.
Tomorrow, Michael.
Yeah.
A few hours.
Bye, everybody.
We'll be up at 4. Michael will be eating some breakfast. So you think of Michael with his
good night, all.
And jelly.
Yeah, as he's pounding those fudge cakes and ho-hos and moon pies and stuff. Yep, he'll be having fun tomorrow. All right, bye, Chris.
Have a great night. Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, you too.
We got Carter in the building. Carter, say hello.
Hey, Carter.
How are you,
Carter? Hey, Carter, this is for you.